Kingdom Exhortations, July 2024. Read by Stephen Keysweater. Good morning. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, the Apostle Paul continues his instructions to Timothy by explaining how a minister ought to handle himself when dealing with men and women of differing ages in the church. He gives specific commands regarding correction, as well as how we are to show honor and respect to one another. Quote, "Do not rebuke an older man harshly, but exhort him as if he were your father. Treat younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, and younger women as sisters, with absolute purity." 1 Timothy 5, verses 1 and 2. In most cultures, it's common sense to speak to elderly people with a higher level of honor, and it's imperative that we practice this as Christians. As far as younger people, it should be obvious to us to behave toward them in an appropriate and dignified way. These things should go without saying, yet the scripture reminds us of them, lest there be any doubt. Paul goes on to give a unique and elaborate explanation of how Timothy is to deal with widows who are in the church. The subject of widows is given an unusually large scope. This detailed list of commands with their subsequent reasoning spans 14 of the 25 verses in this chapter. It's important that we understand that the climate of the early church was immensely different from what we experience in the modern first world church of our day. Our churches are quite wealthy. Their churches were very poor. Additionally, there was no government assistance, women generally didn't work for money, and people died much younger, creating a great number of widows. Hence Paul's concern and extensive instruction. Paul begins his instructions for widows by telling Timothy there must be genuine need for a widow to receive help, and that it's the responsibility of children and grandchildren first to lovingly care for any widows in their family. Quote, "Give proper recognition to those widows who are really in need. But if a widow has children or grandchildren, these should learn first of all to put the religion into practice by caring for their own family, and so repaying their parents and grandparents. For this is pleasing to God. The widow who is really in need and left all alone puts her hope in God and continues night and day to pray and to ask God for help. But the widow who lives for pleasure is dead even while she lives." 1 Timothy 5, verses 3 through 6. It's essential that we be loving and generous when helping others. However, we must use sound discernment as well. Otherwise, we may be enabling and doing more harm than good. Paul commands Timothy to make sure the whole church understands the importance of these things, as well as the consequences of those who selfishly refuse to help. He also gives specific instructions about the necessity of good character in the lives of the widows receiving aid. Quote, "Give the people these instructions too, so that no one may be open to blame. If anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for his immediate family, he is denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. No widow may be put on the list of widows unless she is over 60, has been faithful to her husband, and is well known for her good deeds, such as bringing up children, showing hospitality, washing the feet of the saints, helping those in trouble, and devoting herself to all kinds of good deeds." 1 Timothy 5, verses 7 through 10. It's essential that we understand that no one does all of these things, let alone perfectly. A consistent lifestyle of thoughtful love and service to others is Paul's aim here. Paul concludes his instructions about widows, explaining again that needy widows ought to be helped by their family first, and that younger widows should look to remarry so as not to be deceived by the devil, but to remain faithful in their walk and devotion to Jesus. Quote, "As for younger widows, do not put them on such a list, for when their sensual desires overcome their dedication to Christ, they want to marry. Thus, they bring judgment on themselves because they have broken their first pledge. Besides, they get into the habit of being idle and going about from house to house. And not only do they become idlers, but also gossips and busybodies, saying things they ought not to. So, I counsel younger widows to marry, to have children, to manage their homes, and to give the enemy no opportunity for slander. Some have, in fact, already turned away to follow Satan. If any woman who is a believer has widows in her family, she should help them and not let the church be burdened with them, so that the church can help those widows who are really in need." 1 Timothy 5, verses 11 through 16. Transitioning from widows, Paul tells Timothy that gifted and hardworking elders who give their full-time work to serving Christ and his people ought to be paid well. He also gives specific instructions on how to deal with serious sin in church leadership. Quote, "The elders who direct the affairs of the church well are worthy of double honor, especially those whose work is preaching and teaching. For the scripture says, 'Do not muzzle the ox while it is treading out the grain,' and 'The worker deserves his wages.' Do not entertain an accusation against an elder unless it is brought by two or three witnesses. Those who sin are to be rebuked publicly so that the others may take warning. I charge you, in the sight of God and Christ Jesus and the elect angels, to keep these instructions without partiality and to do nothing out of favoritism." 1 Timothy 5, verses 17 through 21. Being a full-time minister is a wonderful opportunity for those called and gifted by Jesus, and when we find them in our midst, we ought to look to take good care of them, financially and otherwise. Let us go now and determine to persistently live out the instructions that Paul gives Timothy throughout this chapter. Look to be generous to any widows or needy people the Lord brings into your path, always using biblical discernment for who you should give to and how much you should give. Quote, "He who is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward him for what he has done." Proverbs 19, verse 17. Be sure to show proper honor and respect to elderly people, while treating younger men and women with dignity and purity as if they were your siblings. Quote, "If anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself and his religion is worthless. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world." James 1, verses 26 and 27. Make sure to be circumspect and thoughtful and not to be hasty in deciding who you learn from and submit to in Christ, but place yourself under pastors who give you their time, are known to be zealous for Jesus, hardworking, and who strongly preach and hold to the scriptures alone as their ultimate authority. When you find these men, pay them a decent and fair salary, showing your appreciation for the job they do in serving you and others in Christ. Make a sincere effort to walk in holiness and to increasingly do good with every opportunity. As you do these things, with growing intentionality and focus, your walk with Jesus will become more powerful and evident, not only to you, but also to others. And, inasmuch, you will experience increasing meaning and substance in every aspect of your life. Quote, "Do not be hasty in the laying on of hands, and do not share in the sins of others. Keep yourself pure. Stop drinking only water and use a little wine because of your stomach and your frequent illnesses. The sins of some men are obvious, reaching the place of judgment ahead of them. The sins of others trail behind them. In the same way, good deeds are obvious, and even those that are not cannot be hidden." 1 Timothy 5, verses 22 through 25. May God bless you all.
Kingdom exhortations are written by John Morton, Dave Anderson, and Tom Anderson. For more information about our ministry, please visit www.kingdomd.org. Make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted and blind, and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from past sins. 2 Peter 1, verses 5 through 9.